सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम। भवद्भिः श्रोतुं शक्यते इति मनोज महोदयानां किमपि ध्वनि वर्धके कापि क्लेशः वर्तते, वयं प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। दीर्घश्वासः, द्विवारं दीर्घ ओङ्कारः सम्यक् श्रोतुं शक्यते वा इति एकवारं चेक् करोमि। गोपिका, आर् यु एबल् टु हियर् अस् प्रापर्ली? गोपिका, ऐ एम् जस्ट् अन्म्यूटिङ्ग् यु फार् अ मिनिट्। आर् यु एबल् टु हियर् अस् प्रापर्ली? बट् मनोज् सर्, वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यु। ओके, Jai Ganesh, sir, are you able to hear us? Hear us? I am just unmuting you for a minute. If you can just confirm that you are able to hear us, it will be helpful.
Ram, 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 we can hear you very well.
Okay, okay, thank you. Okay, Tarihi, Mayram, Agde, we will go ahead while Manoj sir will try to help get the audio sorted out. तर्हि इदानीं इदानीं मम स्क्रीन् दृश्यते इति मन्ये। इदानीं वयं प्राश्लोकं प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। Om, all of us can chant the shlokas together in a very slow calm manner. Om, Omkaram bindu sanyuktam nityan dhyayanti yoginah kamadam mokshadan chaiva omkaraya namo namah। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुः साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। कार्तस्वरनिभदेहः कीर्तनमात्रेण धूतसकलाघः आर्तस्वरजनशरणं मूर्तदयारूपगुरुवरेण्योऽव्यात् सदात्मध्याननिरतम्। विषयेभ्यः पराङ्मुखं नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातं चन्द्रशेखरभारतीं विवेकिनं महाप्रज्ञं धैर्यौदार्यक्षमानिधिं सदाभिनवपूर्वन्तं विद्यातीर्थगुरुं भजे। अज्ञानाञ्जाह्नवीतीर्थं विद्यातीर्थं विवेकिनां सर्वेषां सुखदन्तीर्थं भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये। विद्याविनयसम्पन्नं वीतरागं विवेकिनं वन्दे वेदान्ततत्त्वज्ञं विधुशेखर भारतीम शुक्लांबरधरम विष्णुम शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्न वदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये अगजानन पद्मार्कं गजानन महर्निशम् अनेकदन्तं भक्तानां एकदन्तमुपास्महे वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय कोटिसूर्यसमप्रभ अविघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा वागीशाद्यासु मनसः सर्वार्थानामुपक्रमे यन्नत्वा कृतकृत्या स्युः तन्नमामि गजाननं सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा नमस्ते शारदे देवि काश्मीरपुरवासिनि त्वामहं प्रार्थये नित्यं विद्यां बुद्धिं च देहि मे या देवी सर्वभूतेषु बुद्धिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्क्रये हरलीलावताराय शङ्कराय महौजसे कैवल्यकलनाकल्पतरवे गुरवे नमः रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः हयग्रीव हयग्रीव हयग्रीवेति यो वदेत् तस्य निःसरते वाणी जह्नुकन्या प्रवाहवत् असाध्यसाधकस्वामिन् असाध्यं तव किं वद रामदूतदया सिन्धो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो विना वेङ्कटेशं न नाथो न नाथः सदा वेङ्कटेशं स्मरामि स्मरामि हरे वेङ्कटेश प्रसीद प्रसीद प्रियं वेङ्कटेश प्रयच्छ प्रयच्छ So this completes the Prarthana section for us now. I think Manoj sir, I think we can hear you now. Ram Ram Ram. We can hear you properly. So we will finish Guru Ashtakam also, sir, and then we will open for this. सो सर्वे इदानीं गुर्वाष्टकं श्लोकं वदामः अनन्तरं प्रत्येकरूपेण वयं श्लोकोच्चारणं कुर्मः शरीरं सुरूपं तथा वा कलत्रं यशश्चारुचित्रं धनं मेरुतुल्यं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं कलत्रं धनं पुत्रपौत्रादि सर्वं गृहं बान्धवाः सर्वमेतद्धि जातं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं षडङ्गादिवेदो मुखे शास्त्रविद्या कवित्वादिगद्यं सुपद्यं करोति मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् विदेशेषु मान्यस्व देशेषु धन्यः सदाचार वृत्तेषु मत्तो न चान्यः मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं क्षमा मण्डले भूप भूपाल बृन्दैः सदा सेवितं यस्य पादारविन्दम् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं यशो मे गतं दिक्षु दान प्रतापात् जगद्वस्तु सर्वं करे यत् प्रसादात् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् न भोगे न योगे न वा वाजिराजौ न कान्ता मुखे नैव वित्तेषु चित्तम् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् अरण्ये न वा स्वस्य गेहे न कार्ये न देहे मनो वर्तते मे त्वनर्घ्ये मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्यदेहि यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि लभेत्वाञ्छितार्थं पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञं गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम्
गुरोरष्टकम् इति तत्र नास्ति एकवारं पठितव्यं वा
अवश्यम् अवश्यं
गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत्
गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत्
पुण्यदेहि
पुण्यदेहि पुण्यदेहि
गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्यदेहि
गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्यदेहि गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्यदेहि
यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि
यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि
लभेत्वाञ्छितार्थम्
लभेद्वाञ्छितार्थम् लभेद्वाञ्छितार्थम्
पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञम्
पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञम् पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये
मनो यस्य लग्नम्
गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये
मनो गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम्
गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् के के श्लोकान् वक्तुमिच्छन्ति एवमेव पृष्ठतः गच्छामः वि विल् गो फ्रम् अरण्येन वा विनय
अरण्येन वा वर्तते मे
नमो वर्तते
मनो वर्तते मे
नमो वर्तते
मनो वर्तते मे
मनो वर्तते
त्वनर्घ्ये
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 मनश्चेन
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 पद्मे ततक्तिं ततक्तिं ततक्तिं
भले एक्सलेंट वेरी गुड वेरी गुड एक्सलेंट थैंक यू विनय Shruti and Sahiti.
Sahiti.
We will go to that. One behind it. Naboge. Naboge.
Naboge na yoge nava. नवाराजी राजो न कंठा मुखे नैव वित्तेषु चित्तं महान् लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
There is a small typo. It should be Kanta Mukhe. You told correctly, Shruti. Thank you, Shruti and Sahiti. Very good. Okay. Now for the next one, Yashome Gatam Aditi Atreya. Yashome Gatam. Yashome Gatam. Aditi, you have self-muted. We are not able to hear you.
Hello?
Yeah. Now we are able to hear you.
Yashome Gatam Dikshudana. प्रतापात् जगद्वस्तु सर्वं करे यत् प्रसादात् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
वेरि गुड् एक्सलेण्ट् प्रोनौन्सियेशन् गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे यु टोल्ड् वेरि करेक्ट्लि थेङ्क् यु अदिति ओके क्षमा मण्डले Anybody wants to volunteer for Kshama Mandale? Sarvesh Kishore.
Kshama Mandale Bhupa Bhupala Vindai Sada Sevitam Yashya Padara Vindam Manaschena Lagna Guru Rangri Padme Tatakim 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 Tatakim
Excellent, Pa Sarvesh. Thank you. Very good. Next, Videsheshu Manyah. Videsheshu Manyah. Aditi, again volunteers. Okay. You can unmute yourself, Aditi.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Aditi.
Videsheshu Manyah. Swadesheshu Dhanyah. सदाचार वृत्तेषु मत्तो न चान्यः मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
ब्यूटिफुल् ब्यूटिफुल् वन् स्माल् एन्हान्स्मेण्ट् विच् वी केन् डू इस् द श एण्ड् श विच् इस् देर् वी केन् शार्पन् इट् यु टोल्ड् वेरि करेक्ट्लि just to make that the listener is able to hear properly what we can do videsheshu notice that subtle difference sheshu that and again videsheshu manyasvadesheshu sheshu that sheshu. Difference can we try now
yeah विदेशेषु मान्यः स्वदेशेषु धन्यः सदाचारवृत्तेषु मत्तो न चान्यः मनश्चिन्नलग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
ब्यूटिफुल् अदिति थेङ्क् यु अदिति ओके गोपिका वी विल् टेक् युर् हेल्प् फार् षडङ्गादि
षडङ्गादिवेदो मुखे शास्त्रविद्या कवित्वादिगद्यं सुपद्यं करोति मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
वेरि वेल् एक्सलेण्ट्लि टोल्ड् गोपिका वन् स्माल् पायिण्ट् वास् देर् This padyam, what we write, this dhyam which is there, is a combination of the third da, ta, tha, da, plus ya. So vidya, when we write, it is only alpa prana. So shastre, mukhe, shastra, vidya, gadyam, supadyam, all these okay. are alpa prana only. But okay. when we write words like dhyanam, that is mahaprana.
Okay, thank you.
Super. Thank you, Gopika. Okay, now for the next loka, Kalatram, we have Shruti and Sahiti ready. Okay, Kalatram.
Kalatram danam kutra pautra di sarvam griham bandava sarvani tadvidanam manaschena lagram guloram repadme tata kim tata kim tata kim tata kim.
Beautiful. I think we can call you as Gurvashtakam sisters, actually. Very well told. Very good, ma. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Sarvesh, we will take your help for Shariram Surupam.
Shariram Surupam Tatava Kalatram Yasas Charu Chitram Ganam Meru Tulyam Manaschena Lagnam Guru Rangri Padme Tatakim 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 Tatakim.
Beautiful. One small enhancement, what we can see is the difference. So three letters are very close to each other. One is Sa, Saraswati, Sa. Okay, Surupam, Sa. All these are, we tell by using the Danta, Rutulasanam, Danta, the teeth. Sa, Sa. But when we have to tell Shiva, Shambhu, Shiva, all these are sha, like the, we have to tell it in this way. And then Shanmukha, Shadanga, Shat are the Murdhanyas. So the difference between sa, sha, sha, we have to bring out clearly while telling. Okay. So Shariram, Surupam. Next again, Yashascharu. It should be that small enhancement we can do. But very well said, Sarvesh. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kanan. Okay. So now quickly, some of the parents and students were asking if you can tell summary, the meaning also, it will be helpful. So while we can go the Prarthana, we will tell in some time. Quickly, what I will do is I will request Manoj sir, if I have around 5 minutes, wherein I can just summarize the meaning of Guru Ashtakam. Okay, so in Guru Ashtakam, it is a very beautiful stotra written by Shankaracharya. So let us take the first shloka today. Shariram Surupam Tathava Kalatram Yashaha Charu Chitram Dhanam Merutulyam. So let us say if we have a very, very beautiful personality body, we have a beautiful wife, we have lot of fame, we have lot of money, and that money also, Acharya says, Dhanam Meru Tulyam. Just think of one Meru mountain, big mountain which is there. If we have money, let us say we take all our money and put it in outside, and it becomes like a mountain. So even if we have so much of all these things together, Yadi Manaha Chet Na Lagnam. Kutra Guroho Angri Padme, Guroho of the Guru, Angri Padme, Angri is the Charana, feet, Padma, the lotus feet of the Guru, in that if our mind, heart, our soul, everything is not involved in that Guru's feet, then what is the use? Tataha Kim Prayojanam, Tataha Kim Prayojanam, Tataha Kim Prayojanam. Therefore, he keeps asking 4 times in each sloka. Tatahkim, tatahkim, so what? So what? So what if you have a beautiful body? So what if you have a beautiful spouse? So what if you have a great mountain of wealth? So what if you are very famous? But if your heart, mind, soul is not present in the lotus feet of the Lord, Guru. So here we have Guru Dakshinamurti. Like that we have Jagadgurus. We can have Jagadguru of Sringeri, we can have Jagadguru of Kanchi, we can have our parents who are our first gurus, we can have our school teacher, like LKG teacher, whoever is there, all these are our gurus. So all these people, we should be very respectful. That is what Acharya is telling in the entire Guru Ashtakam. Day before yesterday, we had Guru Purnima, and so we thought we will talk about one shloka about this Guruvashtakam. Similarly, all the shlokas talk about various materialistic things in this world. What if we have all that, but if our heart, mind, soul, if our total surrender is not in the feet of the Guru, then all of this, tena kimapi prayojanam nasti iti acharyaha vadati. That is the summary of Guruvashtakam. Okay. Now, with sir's permission, we will go to the next section. Right. Sir, you are on self-mute, sir.
I can go ahead.
That hint you will give us.
Guess.
Guess.
You went to the next slide. There is no more.
Okay. Tell the name.
They can tell the event.
What Krishna Leela are we going to see today?
About food,
correct. What is the connection between food and Krishna? Yes, Gopika, Aditya.
Vana bhojanam,
Gopika. Excellent. Vana bhojanam. Beautiful. So, now that Gopika, you have told Vana bhojanam, do you want to explain what is Vana bhojanam? What happened in a small way? If you can explain whatever the story we know about Vanabhojanam and what Krishna did in that. Do you want to try, Gopika? Or Aditi, I think you're, who wants to try what is in Vanabhojanam actually? The story. Okay. Gopika, I have unmuted you.
Krishna goes to the forest with his friends and he shares his for a picnic. He shares his food with his friends and the friends share their food with Krishna and they have fun.
Perfect. Okay. Very good. Nice. That is a good summary. Okay. Aditi. Aditi, you want to add something?
I had to tell the same thing.
Same thing. Very good, Aditi. Thank you. Okay. Then, Shruti, you want to add something to that? Shruti, you want to add something? You are on self-mute. Okay, very good. So, it is a beautiful story.
This story is all about that Krishna, he shares his food with his friends. All of them will be sitting in the jungle and they'll be eating the food.
Perfect. Very good. Very nice. Thank you, Shruti. So, what happens? Krishna is slowly growing. So, we saw in each of the Krishna Leela, as we have been experiencing, Krishna's birth, we saw how it was a great miracle. And how from Mathura to Vrindavan he has moved. And then we saw various Leela. We saw Putana Moksham. We saw Trinavartasura. We saw Aghasura. We saw Dhenukasura. And we even saw Kalinga Nartanam or Kaliya Nartanam last week. In each of these Leelas, Krishna explains some very beautiful moral values. He explains philosophical concepts beautifully through each of these leelas actually. Now, as Krishna is growing, lot of friends are there in Vrindavan. So every day they have the duty of, so Krishna and the whole community who are there, they are all Gopalas. Gopala means those who protect and nourish all the cows. So the word go is a very interesting word. There are many meanings to that word. So go means cows. Go means bhumi. Go means the beings, living beings, which is why the word Govinda, when we say, when we go to Tirupati, we all chant Govinda, Govinda, we chant, no? That word Govinda refers to a protector. Vindati means one who protects. Protects what? Go. Go means Gomata, all the Pashus, all living beings, including humans. And Bhumi, Go also means Parvata. So it has many meanings. So one who protects all these, that person will be called as Govinda. And Krishna belongs to this community called as Gopala. They are all the cowherds basically. So what they do is, every day morning, they will get up, they will get fully ready. So what Yashoda Mata will do is, she will, Krishna will get up, she will do the Danta Dhavanam, she will nicely bathe Lord Krishna, and she will tie a nice Pitambaram. Nice, that you can see that yellow panche, dhauta vastram. Panche is that dhauta vastram, veshti, what we call. So he puts that pitavarnam dhauta vastram, pitambara, he wears it. Then lot of nice abharanas and all Yashoda Mata puts on Lord Krishna. And then she prepares him for the day's work actually. So along with that, even Balarama is there. She prepares Balarama also. Renuka Mata, they all prepare Balarama. So Krishna, Balarama. Similarly, in every house around that place in Vrindavan, all the mothers prepare their children in the morning, and then they give them the responsibility of taking all the cows to the nearby grazing yard. So there is a grazing place. All the cows have to go. They take all the cows along with all the animals which are there. They take them. And they have a small vanam, and around the vanam, lot of grass is available for the cows to graze. So every day morning they go. While they are going, so in the morning, like how all of us, we all go to school or we go outside, we have some milk or yavagu. Yavagu is kanji, the gruel, what we have kanji, or we have some breakfast. And similarly, he also has a breakfast. But then they prepare elaborate lunch for all of them. So as you can see this very beautiful photo Manoj sir has put, seeing that itself, I am feeling very hungry actually. Yeah, so very nice photo. And see the kind of bhakshyam, bhojyam, lehyam, choshyam, phalam, shakani, sarvam tatrasti. Everything is there. So like this, they prepare lot of pots. In each of the pot, in each of the basket, they prepare lot of nice food items. And each of they keep give that patheyam. It is called as patheyam in shastras. What we take for the way, on the way, and we take as a lunch, that is called as patheyam. So they prepare a nice bhojanam, patheyam bhojanam, and gives it to Lord Krishna. Krishna, he has a nice stick, and in that stick he ties this he puts it on his shoulder, and they start singing. And Krishna, Balarama, all the Gavaha, the cows which are there, all of them, they start in the morning. So they travel, they go up to a certain place near the forest, and there are lot of grasses there. So each of the boys which and the kids who are there in Vrindavan, they bring their all the cows, and they allow the cows to graze there. And as these cows are grazing during the day, and these cows are having lot of sunlight actually. So one of the beautiful vishaya about the cows, especially if you see the Indian cows, the cows which are even today in Vrindavan, when you go, you can see these brown color cows, and they have a small hunch, a small block hunch on their back. You can see that cow. You can see even in our vocabulary product, we would have shown that Gauhu, we have shown that those cows are the Vrindavana cows, which are the Vishesha Bharatiya Jati Gavaha, the Jatiya Gavaha. They have that hunch is called as Surya Ketu. And when these sunlight falls on those cows, it creates lot of good chemical reaction in the body, and the milk of these cows are very, very pushtidayaka, nourishing for us. And the ghee, the curds, ghee, butter, ghee, all prepared from these cows are very, very healthy for the body. And those ghee are those the kind of ghee through which ghritena vardhate ayuhu, ghritena vardhate buddhihi api. So every day we should have little bit of ghee also, which will help us give lot of strength to our bones, our body also. So this kind of cows they used to graze, and those cows used to graze, and while these cows are grazing, these kids used to play for some time in the tree. They used to have all these leelas, they used to talk with each other. So Krishna, tell us a new story, Krishna, today. And Krishna used to tell lot of stories, and after that, during the afternoon, they used to feel very hungry, and at that time everybody used to slowly open all the nice food items, baksha, bhojyam and all, which their mothers have prepared. They used to come and open that, and then all of them used to prepare one nice patram, like what we are seeing, a leaf, or if there is a banana leaf, a banana leaf, or if there is some patram nearby, they prepare that. They keep that patram around all of them, and first they will start sharing all the food. So first what they will do is, first they'll put the patram, they will first share each of them what each of them have got. They will share some portion for all of them and distribute it off first, and then they will pray to the God that thank you God for having given us such a beautiful bhojanam, and then they all enjoy this food. So even in Bhagavatam, there is even one of the Upapuranas, they say how Krishna used to keep in one finger one chakli, in the other finger some fruit, in the other finger between the fingers one some dish, kadubu which is there, then he used to keep other fruit here, and he used to have one like this, one like this, one like this, one like this. So they used to enjoy that in such nice childish ways. They used to enjoy. Krishna, who is the Parabrahman, Paramatma Vastu, who is the Mahavishnu Avatara, still when he came in that, who is the supreme form, Paramatma, still when he came along with these Gopa Balas, he enjoyed all these small things, and they used to share all the food, and they used to have the food in a nice manner. Again, while sharing, they used to do it in a very Shastriya method, wherein they used to first distribute, and then they used to enjoy, and they used to enjoy even curds, fruits, all these they used to enjoy. So this is the main story of Vanabhojanam. What is the morals we learn from Vanabhojanam? I will leave, because it's a very popular story, I will leave to everybody to tell us what all can we learn from this Vanabhojanam. First over to Gopika. Gopika is ready for the moral. Yes, go.
The moral we learn from this story is that we should share food and everything with everyone, and we should not discriminate.
Perfect, perfect. So when we come to food, very that last point which you said, Gopika, is a beautiful point. Any vastu which we have in our life,
thank you,
if we have to give it for charity or danam or share, in certain vastus there may be some patratam, that is eligibility or yogyata, to whom we should share what. So for example, if we have lot of knowledge, we have to share it to a person who is very inquisitive, who is ready to learn. If we have lot of wealth, we should share it to a person who is in need of that wealth. Otherwise, unnecessarily, we cannot go and give it to somebody, it will become waste. But for food, what is that patratam defined in our shastras? Shudhitasya annam. Whoever is hungry, that's all. We should not discriminate between anybody. Whoever is hungry, we should just, whatever food we have, we should share with him. We should not see what person he is, how he has come from, what background, what caste, what creed, what gender, nothing we should see. That is what even Shastras say. Okay, at that time we should not see. I think all of us know the story of Sridhara Ayyaval. He was a great Mahabrahmana, Mahapandita, one of the most learned Shiva's avatara in Tanjavur. So even he, when he had Shraddha in his house, when we had to do the ceremony of his ancestors, that day he had prepared all food for the Shraddha Karya. Still at that time when Chandala came and he was about to die without, because he had not had food for many days, Sridharayyaval did not discriminate at all. Other people told him, you are giving the Shraddha food to him, your whole ceremony will go waste. He said, no, 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 that person is dying, I have to give the food, and he gives all the food to him. That way, we should never discriminate and we should always share food with all people. Whoever is hungry, we should always give food. Thank you, Gopika, very beautifully told. Okay, next, Bhargavi. Bhargavi, you're
You should share your food with others and you should pray to God before you eat.
Ah, very good. Second point, very good. You should share the food and you have to pray to God and thank Him for the food before we eat. Excellent, Bhargavi. Thank you. Aditi.
No gain, no pain.
No gain, no pain. Very good, very good. No gain, no pain. Can you explain that little bit, Aditi, in this context?
In the morning, they graze the cows, so they get good food in the afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have a duty to do. So all of us have duties. Some of us have duty of studying. Some of us have duty of earning. Some of us have duty of supporting the person who is studying and supporting the person who is earning. So each of the duties is very important. No duty is less important. So all of us have duties. We do that duty. There is a pain. And then after that pain, we get a nice food. Almighty gives us food. So there is gain after a pain. Thank you, Aditi. Very different perspective, very nicely put. Okay. Now to Janani and Harini. Okay. Janani, Harini, I have unmuted you. Yourself, self-mute, if you can tell the...
Chale. The more you give... The more you give, the more you get back.
Absolutely. That's a very beautiful point. So very, very lot of nice points are coming. We are not able to go to the next section, but still I will elaborate on this a little bit. Thank you, Janani, Harini, Aarti and Jai Ganesh sir. Very nice point actually. So one anecdote I remember here. One person went to our Jagadguru and he told, he asked Jagadguru, Jagadguru, I want lot of money and all lot of riches. Jagadguru asked, why you are asking like this? Everybody asked for Atma Jnanam and other things. He said, no, no, Jagadguru, why I want is, I want to do lot of Dharma Karyas. I want to keep on doing lot of Dharma Karyas, supporting needy people, constructing lot of hospitals, temples, worship places, schools and other things. So I want to lot of wealth. What should I do? So Jagadguru tells, keep giving. That's all. So this person is very astonished. What is this? I am asking for more. Jagadguru is telling you give more. He says, please explain. So at that time, Jagadguru tells him that when we die, the only thing which comes along with us is the dharma karya, what we do, the charity, what we do. So as we give more and more and more, Bhagavan will give us in multiples, multiples, more and more. Many times in our life also, we would have seen at home, what will happen when somebody comes home, Amma will give one fruit or we will give some pencil for kids and all. And immediately in the evening when we go out somewhere, somebody will give us two fruits or two coconuts like this. So Bhagavan, if we give one, Bhagavan will give us in multiples. So very, very beautiful point, Aarti. Thank you. So the more we give, the more we get. Okay. Thank you. Next, coming to Shruti and Sahiti.
Sharing is caring.
Beautiful. Sharing is caring. Beautiful. So sharing is caring. Okay, very good. So we should always share, and the real caring is when we share with others, not just by telling I care for you, I am always with you. Only when we really share stuff, it is real caring. Okay, excellent. Thank you for that, Shruti and Sahithi. Anybody else who wants to share any other moral or any other thoughts about the story? So in a small Vanabhojanam story, today we learned so many beautiful morals. Manoj sir will later summarize all these in a very beautiful way and share it with us. Okay. We have around 10 to 12 minutes. We will see if we can do one section, which is the games. We will do the games today, and we will conclude with one bhajan, Manoj sir. Okay. So I will start the games today. Manoj sir has told we will do insects. Correct, sir? Insects. Okay. So we will do the insects. Let me start. पिपीलिकः
झिल्लिकः
झिल्लिकः
मशकः
मशकः
मत्कुणः
मत्कुणः
यूकः
यूकः
मक्षिका
मक्षिका मधुमक्षिका
चित्रपतंगः
चित्रपतंगः
तैलपः
तैलपः
खद्योतः
खद्योतः
शलभः
शलभः
ऊर्णनाभः
ऊर्णनाभः भ्रमरः पुत्तिका वरटा गृहगोधिका सरटः वृश्चिकः कृमिः
कोशकारः
कोशकारः एक्सलेंट सो दीस इंसेक्ट्स आर अ न्यू फॉर्म्स ऑफ वर्ड्स व्हाट आई विल डू इज आई विल रीप्ले इट वंस अगेन सो दैट वी कैन अगेन लुक एट द वर्ड्स 20 इंसेक्ट्स ओनली कॉमन वंस व्हिच वी एक्चुअली फाइंड अराउंड आवर हाउस लेट्स गो थ्रू दैट पिपीलिकः एंट झिल्लिकः क्रिकेट
मशकः
मशकः मस्किटो
मत्कुणः
मत्कुणः बेडबग
यूकः
यूकः लौस
मक्षिका
मक्षिका हाउस फ्लाई मधुमक्षिका हनीबी
चित्रपतंगः
चित्रपतंगः बटरफ्लाई
तैलपः
तैलपः कॉकरोच
खद्योतः
खद्योतः फायरफ्लाई
शलभः
शलभः ग्रासहॉपर
ऊर्णनाभः
ऊर्णनाभः स्पाइडर
भ्रमरः
ब्लैक बी
पुत्तिका
पुत्तिका टर्माइट
वरटा
वरटा वास्प
गृहगोधिका
गृहगोधिका लिजर्ड
सरटः
सरटः केमिलियन
वृश्चिकः
वृश्चिकः स्कॉर्पियन
कृमिः
अर्थवर्म
कोशकारः
कोशकारः सिल्कवर्म दो वी यूज कृमिः एज अ जनरल टर्म फॉर एनी कृमिकीटादयः वी यूज बट कृमिः हियर इज यूज्ड स्पेसिफिकली फॉर अर्थवर्म सो क्विकली वी विल गो टू आवर अभ्यासः एंड वी विल सी हाउ वी कैन ऑल पार्टिसिपेट ओके चित्रं दृष्ट्वा उचितं पदं चिनुत चूज द राइट वर्ड सीइंग द चित्रं Okay. First, Aditi, first one.
Koshakaraha.
Beautiful. Koshakaraha. So what this earthworm does is it creates a small kosha. Kosha is a small pocket or a small packet or a pocket. You can take it. Kosham karoti iti koshakaraha. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Next, Bhargavi.
Vrishchikaha.
Vrishchikaha. Beautiful, dear. Excellent. Vrishchikaha. Very good. Okay. Gopika.
Griha Godhika.
Very good. So, Godhika is a common term used for these reptiles that too specifically similar to Vanagodhika will mean a forest, more a bigger one, that is similar to a dinosaur, but dinosaur also has different terms. So Godhika is used for those kind of reptiles. In that, Griha Godhika refers to the lizard. Okay, very good. Next we go to Shruti and Sahiti. Next one.
Last one,
no dear, that is very easy. Okay, anyways, tell me last one. Tell me the last one.
Urna. Nabaha.
Urna Nabaha. Correct. Urna Nabaha. So what it does is it weaves whatever it weaves that net, right? It brings that saliva or that liquid from the nabhi. So urna nabaha. So that is a spider. Okay, so the last one is easy. Uttika is termite. Okay, now we go to the next set of words. So Vinay, the first one.
Jillika.
Jillika, first one. Shall I try Jillika? Jillika. See, I put Jillika, it came back.
Khadyotaha.
So fireflies. So recently when we visited US, in the evening we saw a lot of fireflies actually. So khadyotaha. Dyotaha, that which shines. So it shines in the sky. So khadyotaha, you can see that. Khadyotaha, fireflies. The next one is very easy. Who wants to take? So we go to Aditi again. Next one.
Chitrapatangaha.
Chitrapatangaha, beautiful. Chitrapatangaha is butterfly. Colorful patangaha. Patangaha refers to any moth. Chitrapatangaha refers to butterfly. Okay. Next one. Bhargavi.
Makshika.
Makshika. What is makshika? Very good. Makshika is housefly. Makhi. Okay. Very good. Gopika. Both these are difficult ones. Let's see. Between these two. The brown one, can you tell me?
Matkunaha, which is bed bug.
Absolutely, very dear. Super dear. So Matkunaha, bed bug. And then Jillikaha is cricket. Okay. Jillikaha. Okay. We did good. Sorry, I took the clap very fast. But there is a good clap. I will clap on behalf of the computer. Okay, Pipilika. Ant. So what I'll do is let me unmute all of us as much as possible. Those of us who want to participate, I have unmuted. Aditi, Bhargavi, Gopika, Jay Ganesh, Mahalakshmi, Murugeshan, Sahiti, Sangameshwar. I am unmuting. You can tell Satyam Asatyam. Pipilika equal to ant.
Satyam.
Very good. So Pipilika and correct. Okay. Next. Mashakaha termite. Correct? Satyam or Asatyam?
Asatyam.
Asatyam.
Then what is Mashakaha?
Louse.
नो मशकः दशति रात्रौ यदा निद्रां कुर्मः मशकः
मस्किटो
हा तदर्थं मशकजालं स्थापयामः मशकजालं मस्किटो नेट वेरी गुड मस्किटो एंड टर्माइट व्हाट डू वी कॉल टर्माइट think of it even I forgot we will think
Putika.
Of it. Putika actually you are right okay next krimihi atvam
satyam
satyam krimihi atvam shall I take it as satyam from everyone
yes
satyam okay krimihi atvam very very important insect in our for the plants satyam. Actually saratah spider
Asatyam.
So Sarakaha, what is Sarakaha?
Chameleon.
Chameleon. So it keeps changing the color. Okay.
Satyam.
Bramaraha Yakti.
Satyam.
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 Everybody agrees?
Satyam.
Bramaraha is black bee. Okay. Samyak Kritam. Excellent. So we quickly go to Abhyasa 3. Match the following. So first one.
Madhumakshika.
Madhumakshika. Very good. Honey bee. Next, the second one.
Yuka.
Yukaha. Okay. Louse. Okay. Yukaha. Very good. Next, this is a very common one in our house.
Tailapaha.
Tailapaha. Very good. So apparently, these cockroaches like to drink oil it's in. That is why Tailam Pibati iti Tailapaha. That is how they have got their name. Tailapaha, you can remember it always. Tailapaha is cockroach. Next, the next one.
Varta.
Which one? I have two. Shalabaha, I have Varata. Which one should I take?
Varta.
Varata. Varata is?
Wasp.
Wasp. Okay. Next, there is something
grasshopper.
Green color. Grasshopper. Very good. Shalabaha.
Grasshopper.
Shalabaha is grasshopper. Beautiful. Okay. So we have finished insects successfully. In the next class, we will see the next part. Meanwhile, we have one more minute. I would request if Manoj sir can teach us some bhajan today. अन्म्यूट् कृतम् अस्ति भवता सेल्फ् म्यूट् इति
इदानीं कृतवान् जानकीकान्तस्मरणं जय जय राम राम हर नमः पार्वतीपतये हर हर महादेव गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविन्द गोविन्द स्वामिनः जय आञ्जनेय स्वामिनः जय रामचन्द्र रघुवीर रामचन्द्र
रघुवीर रामचन्द्र रणधीर Now we can hear you, sir.
Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra Ranadheera.
Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra Ranadheera.
Ramachandra Raghurama, Ramachandra Parandhama.
रामचन्द्र रघुरामा रामचन्द्र परन्धामा
रामचन्द्र मम बन्धो रामचन्द्र दयासिन्धो
रामचन्द्र मम बन्धो रामचन्द्र दयासिन्धो
रामचन्द्र रघुनाथ रामचन्द्र जयनाथ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುನಾಥ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಘುವೀರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ರಣಧೀರ
ಜಾನಕೀಕಾಂತ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯಿ ರಾಧಾ ರಾಧಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯೋ ಹರಿ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯಿ ರಾಧಾ ರಾಧಾ ಪ್ರೇಮಮಯೋ ಹರಿ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ಮಮ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ಮಮ
ನೀಲಾಂಬರಧರ ರಾಧಾ
ನೀಲಾಂಬರಧರ ರಾಧಾ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧರೋ ಹರಿ
ದಿವ್ಯ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧರೋ ಹರಿ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ಜೀವನೇ ನಿಧನೇ ನಿತ್ಯಂ
ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣೌ ಗತಿರ್ಮಮ
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 ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಜೀವನ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ
There is a small typo, Jeevana Nidane. We have to make it as Jeevane Nidane. So Manoj sir taught us correctly. That typo, we will just correct it while sending the presentation.
Yes. Janaki Kanta Smaranam Jaya Jaya Rama
Rama
Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda Sadguru Swaminaha Jai Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam ನ್ಯಾಯೇನ ಮಾರ್ಗೇನ ಮಹಿಂ ಮಹಿಷಾಃ ಗೋಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣೇಭ್ಯಃ ಶುಭಮಸ್ತು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸಮಸ್ತಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತೋ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸಮಸ್ತಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತೋ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸಮಸ್ತಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತೋ
ಸರ್ವೇಭ್ಯಃ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಧನ್ಯವಾದಾಃ ಆಗಾಮಿ ಕಕ್ಷಾ ಆಗಾಮಿ ಸ್ಥಿರವಾಸರೆ ಆಗಸ್ಟ್ ಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ಚತುರ್ಥ ದಿನಾಂಕೆ ಭವತಿ ಕೃಪಯಾ ಸರ್ವೇ ಗೃಹೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸಂ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಶಬ್ದಕೋಶಾನ್ ಅಪಿ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸಂ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಆಗಚ್ಛಂತು ಇತಿ ಸವಿನಯಂ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಯೆ
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಸಾರ್ಧ ಷಡ್ವಾದನೆ ಭಾರತೀಯ ಕಾಲಮಾನ ಪ್ರಕಾರ
6:30 ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಟೈಮ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟರ್ಡೆ 4th August ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಟು ಶೇರ್ ದ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಶನ್ ವಿತ್ ಯೋರ್ family and friends and tell them to join the class the more the people we can have more discussions and more ideas coming sarvebhyah dhanyavadaah ram 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 punarmilamah
ram ram ram, ram, ram.